Why am I not selling more right now? Hey everybody, welcome to the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, Senior Sales and Marketing Manager with Grant Cardone. That question, why am I not selling more right now, is the question we are going to answer today on the Cardone Solutions Podcast. What is the Cardone Solutions Podcast though? First timers, if you're a first time here, let me just take a moment to say welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Repeat customers, thank you for coming back. I truly appreciate it. On the Cardone Solutions Podcast, I go out in cyberspace and I find Grant Cardone's free content. 80% of what we do here at Cardone Training Technologies is 100% free. So I'm going to take this free content. This could be a blog that we put up. It could be an email that went out. It could be a YouTube video, a tweet, something on the gram, maybe an email, something. I'm going to take it. I'm going to dissect it. I'm going to put some action ideas on top of it. And I'm going to give it back to you so that you can take it and plug it into your sales and your business and your life. And do what with it? We'll get some results, right? Purpose of sales training is to increase sales, is to get results. And I wanna make sure that the free content we're putting out there is doing just that for you, getting some results. The only reason it wouldn't, you know what it is? You don't use it. Okay, so today, why am I not selling more right now? Have you asked yourself that question? Absolutely, and I'm gonna give you an answer to it right now. After a word from our sponsor. Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is being brought to you by Grant Cardone's Phone Sales and Mastering Communication webinar. This is going to happen Saturday morning, August 15th, 2020. We're going to be covering a couple different things. How to increase your appointment ratio by 300%, mastering objections like a pro, follow-up plans that actually work, how to master virtual sales meetings, role play strategies and scripts, and then the insider strategies of a $150 million empire, okay? All of that, data, information, knowledge, passed on to you for the low, low price of $49. That's it. Not a typo. Value, value, value. Service is senior to selling. That's how we roll here, and we always overpromise and overdeliver. So just on the appointment thing alone, would you like an extra 300% more appointments? That in and of itself is worth the price of admission. So for a little bit more information and to get registered for the webinar, head on over to cardonesolutions.com/phone workshop. That's cardonesolutions.com/phone workshop. You'll get more information and then a link so you can get yourself signed up and registered. And when you do that, it makes me your personal phone workshop concierge. So I'm going to make sure that you're on it. I'm going to make sure you get something out of it. And we're going to do a debrief dive after the event. Okay? So cardonesolutions.com/phone workshop. Be there or be broke. Okay. So let's get into today's episode, which is this. Speaking of phones, why am I not selling more right now? I mean, who isn't having a tough time getting more sales right now? I imagine that you're selling something. But what about more? Why am I not selling more right now? And, you know, unless you're in the mask or toilet paper industry, there may be some real challenges out there going on right now for you to grow your business. You may be doing something, but you may also be going backwards, or you may have flatlined, okay? You know, and it might have something to do with an economic crisis we're in right now. We're living in some crazy times. That's very real. Right up until it isn't. Oh, what do you mean? Let me just throw this out there for you. The reason you're not selling more might have something to do with an economic crisis that we have found ourselves in. We are living in crazy times. That is real. Right up until it's not. Let me tell you what I mean. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that by giving you your fast tongue-tied. I'm going to tell you what I mean right now by giving you your first action idea. I'd like you to make a list. So get a notepad. And then answer the following question. Why are you not getting more sales right now? List out the reasons. There are reasons, right? There's actual reasons why you're not getting more sales right now. So list them out. Make a nice long list. Okay? You got your list? Push pause if you need to, but get your list. Okay? You got it? Good. Now, go through the list and then look at what you wrote, look at your reasons, and then I want you to ask yourself the following hard questions. These questions are hard. Number one, is this reason actually true, or am I using it as an excuse? Face it. Look it straight in the eyes. Come at it head on. You can do it. I'm with you. Is this reason actually true, or am I using it as an excuse? Number two, why am I allowing this reason / excuse to hold me back? Number three, what am I getting out of the excuse? Is it making you feel comfortable or uncomfortable right now? Number four, how would your life be if you simply couldn't use these reasons or excuses anymore? Number five, what would you then have to do? If you couldn't use those anymore, right? Number six, are you willing to let go of this belief, this reason, this excuse? Are you willing to let go of it? And number seven, who can you get on your side that is going to help you stay accountable to your goals and not tolerate your bullshit? Those are the hard questions, right? Because look, here's the deal. You can close more sales. You can create more income in your life if you really want to, regardless of what's going on out there. The answer to why am I not selling more right now, and the only thing actually holding you back, it's you. It's me. It's our thoughts. It's our decisions. It's our actions. Our life. My life. Your life. My story. Your story. Your move. Okay? So now that we got that covered, let's go into how to move forward and how to increase your sales by keeping it simple and effective. I like simple and effective, don't you? Simple is easy to follow. Stable. And when it's effective, even better. So what have we learned from Grant? If you've been following it for a while, if you've been paying attention, if you've been watching his videos on YouTube, you listen to Young Hustlers, if you're in this space at all, you know this. There's only two reasons that a person is going to take some action, a person is going to do something. The person that makes a commitment to buy something, it's either one, to solve a problem, or two, they fell in love and they have to have it. Okay? And whether it's reason number one, reason number two, or both, the other thing happening here is that it meets at least one of your buyer's basic needs. Ooh. We're getting some needs met. And when you can help your buyer satisfy their basic natural needs with your product or service, they will fall in love, it will solve a problem, and they will have to have it. You know, and on a side note real quick, for those of you that have tuned in that and you're still listening, that do not believe you're in sales, or maybe you're not. I don't know, maybe you turn wrenches, but you're listening anyway. I want you to just think about these five needs that I'm about to give you, these five reasons, these basic natural needs. Just think about how can you plug these into your world, okay? So let's get into them. The five methods with which to motivate the buyer to purchase whatever it is you're selling and to do it now versus later. So in Grant's book, Seller Be Sold, he talks about convincing his wife to not get Indian food and go for a different cuisine, or going to an action film instead of a chick flick. Okay, so we're all selling something. And we'll get a buyer when what? Solves a problem, they fall in love, and it meets a need. At least one. Here they are. Number one, salespeople, think about this. Provide a service that can help a customer make more money. So if you want more sales right now, your customer needs to know to some degree that your product makes them more money or your service. Two, offer a way that you can help the customer save money. Three, create a solution to save the customer time. Four, give the customer a way to connect with others. Five, elevate your customer's status. Are these making sense right now? Or are you feeling a little stuck now? So for some of you listening, this might be making perfect sense, and you've already started thinking with how you're going to implement that, okay? Or now you're like, oh my God. Okay, you may be feeling stucker, a little overwhelmed now, okay? So action idea number two is going to be this. Let's continue to simplify. Just keep chalking it down, okay? Let's make another list. We did one already. Let's do one more, okay? I'd like you to rewrite these five methods to motivate a buyer in the form of a question that asks how you and your product or service meets the buyer's needs. Now the answer the question then. You make the list, then answer the question for reals. And then also, like, if you're starting to think that your product or your service doesn't meet one of these five needs, let me just say first, you're right. Totally understand how you can feel that way. But if it did meet those needs, how would it? Get creative. Okay? And if you're not getting creative with it, it may mean that you need to get your commitment dialed in just a little bit better. Because what follows commitment? Yeah. Creativity. See? Okay. You're tracking. Okay. So here's the questions. How many ways does my product or service help my buyers make money? Think about what you have right now. Your product, your service. How many ways does your product or service help your buyers make money? Come up with some. Okay. What are the ways in which your product or service saves the buyer money? Three. My product or service saves my buyer time because. Four, how does my product or service help my buyers meaningfully connect with other people? How does my product or service help my buyers meaningfully connect with other people? And then the fifth question is, in what ways does my product or service elevate my buyer's status? Okay, now if you sell Ferraris or Lambos, this is easy. It's all probably pretty easy if you sell an iPhone. But what if you're in the thumbtack business? Okay? Challenge. So when you have the answers to these questions, and then you can get 1,000% certain about them, you shall be unstuck. So some homework for you. A little homework now, as if I didn't give you enough. This is just going to help you further handle, why am I not selling more right now? If that's where you're at, right? This is going to help you just further handle it, okay? If you have access to Cardone University already, so I know a lot of you that are listening do, okay? If you have access, then I'd like you to go through and then take copious amounts of notes on the following two courses. The first one is called The Most Important Sale and was recorded, filmed in the latter half of 2010, okay? So go through it, watch it, watch them all, copious amounts of notes, get in there. The second one I want you to watch is called How to Build Unbreakable Confidence. And that was recorded earlier this year. Okay. And then that will help you just really dial in what we're talking about today. So a lot of stuff in there that from Grant that'll just really like put multiple cherries on top of the sundae we just made. Okay. Now, if you don't have access to Cardone U, then this content is also discussed in Grant's book, Sell or Be Sold. So if you have that, crack out a copy of that. Or you can actually get 2 weeks free on Cardone University right now, simply by going to CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneU free. That's CardoneSolutions.com/Cardone, the letter U, the word free. And there you will also be able to see for yourself what over 10,000 companies and small businesses are doing right now to stay certain and keep selling, especially in these uncertain times. So the bottom line is this. No matter the status of the economy, you can have financial freedom as long as your goals are right, your future is crystal clear, and you have the right training to get in there in less time with less learning from experience. Does that make sense? You want your goals to be spot on, right, big, fat, juicy, intimidating. The future, though, you can actually see where you're going, crystal clear, and you have the right training, Cardone University. The training that will get you there in less time with less learning from experience. It's two ways to learn. You can have an experience, you can create an experience. Cardone University allows you to create experiences versus having experiences. Okay? If you're a martial artist, how do you want to learn how to fight? In the fight? Well, that hurts a lot. Okay? So you're better off learning in the gym. So Cardone University is your gym. Use it. Okay, so no more excuses, right? We're done with that. It's time to do something. It's time to take action. It's time to get after it, okay? Why am I not selling more right now? Why are you not selling more right now? Take 100% total responsibility for it. Make it your own. Figure out what you don't know. And then get to it. Okay, so this has been another exciting episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. We asked some hard questions today. We went deep today. You got challenged today. Why? I'm doing the same thing to me right now. The Cardone Solutions Podcast is for two people. It's for me and it's for you. Okay, I'm on a journey. You're on a journey. We're on a journey together. Okay, so if you're getting something out of it, please do me a favor and share it. Because if you and I are benefiting from this, then I promise you it's going to benefit and help somebody else as well. Also, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. Okay, hit that little subscribe button so you don't miss a thing. It's getting better and better every time, at least I think it is. If it isn't for you, please let me know what you would like. Throw me some criticisms, some challenges, some things that you would like me to cover on the podcast. Thank you again for listening. I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone like I always do, which is be great, because nothing else pays. See you soon.